Back to reality, back to life now, though. The independent newspaper Scientists claim to have found the holy grail of quantum mechanics, which could usher in the next generation of sensors, switches, and computers. The new discovery is based on the discovery of topological axion insulator, a unique state of quantum matter, which had only been predicted in theory, but has now been achieved practically. The axion state was realized by creating, the axion state was realized by creating atom by atom, a small two-dimensional crystalline structure made up of manganese bismuth telluride in a solid state chip. Okay, manganese bismuth telluride. That's one for the pub quiz. Let's get some explanation of all of this. Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective, is with us. Fevzi, thank you for doing this. What are they talking about?
So this is a new type of material, which, as you say, has properties that were predicted by quantum physics in theory, but now have been created, as you say, these materials, which is, think of a sort of crystalline structure created in layers, and they've constructed it. It's not naturally occurring. They've constructed it atom by atom, and it has some unusual properties in the same way that semiconductors ushered in, did away with valves and ushered in modern electronics as we know it. This technology could do something similar, which is why they're saying it's a holy grail invention or discovery. What in essence it should allow us to do is increase the storage, transportation, manipulation and of magnetic data, so we can store more, transport the data faster and manipulate it more quickly, and all in a more energy efficient way. So you can imagine that would be just a huge leap forward, and it could literally make our electronics today look like valve technology if you know, its potential is brought to fruition. It could be quite incredible. These new materials have some unusual properties in that they are largely electrical insulators, but the surface of them conducts electricity, which is a very unusual thing. Normally, a single material has a single property, and that property alone can give rise to new devices. Now, those new devices are still, you know, theoretical, but you can see that, just as when the semiconductor was discovered or invented, that it could give rise to some really big changes. It's quite remarkable. It actually tells us, because what they're actually doing is manipulating the spin of subatomic particles. So in quantum theory, it's also known as angular momentum, but in quantum theory, particles that are small enough are thought to have two states, up and down spin. And you can build materials that actually manipulate those, so the layers interact with each other in quite unusual ways. So it's quite incredible. I mean, very exciting. It's not quite often you get scientific breakthroughs that you struggle to see how they're going to give rise to new technologies. But this one is sort of begging for, you know, a whole new raft of they're not called electronics, they will be called spintronic devices, because we're manipulating the spin. So it's not just about electrons flowing, it's about flipping their spin, and that can be done very quickly. Quantum physics is not well understood. So quantum physics or quantum mechanics is the study of the world at a very small level, and it's not well understood, and it doesn't integrate well with other parts of our scientific knowledge. But it just goes to show that even though we don't understand something fully, we can still learn enough about it to leverage whole new technologies out of it. And it's exciting. I think the years ahead will be exciting, and it's funny, isn't it, because we're kind of used to thinking of our technology as being so modern, and we think about, you know, steam power, and, you know, we look back at it in a sort of a whimsical way. But now we're going to be the steam power of the future.
I think we are entering, even though we've got a dozen, you know, other issues to think about, world political issues, COVID, and all the other things that happen on a day-to-day basis. Actually, if we look the other way for a moment, there is some remarkable technology that, if we live to see it, will change our lives. Very quickly, if we can do this in, you know, 60 seconds or so, that will be great. We've talked often about my trials and travails with Windows of various stripes and types. Windows 10, we were told, was the ultimate Windows, and there wouldn't be, you know, brand new versions of Windows, there would just be updates. But now, No, they've decided, have Microsoft, there is going to be Windows 11. But don't worry, this week they announced they're going to support Windows 10 until 2022. 2025. So we're going to have to do it all again. And if you've got, I'm committed to, you know, a couple of laptops and a couple of PCs for what I do. So it's going to be either change it or upgrade it and hope for the best again.
Yeah. So the problem with this is that at the same time as announcing Windows 11, they also announced that a whole raft of reasonably modern computers, you know, in some cases, four-year-old computers, apparently will not be compatible with Windows 11. I predict they're going to have to backtrack on it. They've already started to loosen the criteria. But still, there will be, at the end, when all of this comes about, there will be computers that are not ancient that will struggle or will not be permitted to run it, and not necessarily for good technical reasons, because they did originally say that it was to do with whether your computer had something called a TPM module, which is like a security module inside the computer. And then they said, oh no, it doesn't have to have a TPM. So they kind of gave the lie to the original suggestion that it was all about security. I think it's partly about encouraging us to buy new computers, but they should be careful what they wish for, because at the same time, Apple have invented its M1 series of processors, which is based on the processors in its iPhones and iPads, and very fast and very energy efficient. And you know, Intel and Microsoft should be very careful that they don't push themselves into an irrelevance.
Or kill the goose that laid the golden egg. Fevzi, if people want to ask you a tech question, there are various ways to do it. Where do they go?
Yeah, so if you've got a question, come and say hello on Twitter at Gadget Detective, or have a peek at gadgetdetective.com, where there's lots of instances of me talking about various things.
Thank you for helping me again this week, Fevzi. Take care and have a good night and a good week.